We will introduce a scheme where there would be 90 litres per person per day, free allowance. We believe water is a right, but there's no right to waste water. So what we're saying is we will provide allowance so that they meet the health and hygiene needs of families, but there will be charges for over and above that.
90 litres per household per day. And what's the average household use, Stephen?
The average household use at the minute would be about 150 litres per day. But there are many measures that we can introduce to help households save water. For example, one of the highest usages of water in households in Northern Ireland is watering the garden. Now, watering the garden with water that's been cleaned to drink for human consumption. There are ways that we can collect water through wastewater, through rainwater.
Sorry, water in the garden does what?
Water in the garden is one of the biggest spends around about 540 litres are used in an hour of watering the garden. That's a lot of water that's been cleaned up.
I'm not too sure if there are hundreds of thousands of people in Northern Ireland actually watering their garden.
Well,
to this extent.
I've got these figures in front of me.
I may do so because it's been a very dry April.
Yeah. So we're currently watering our gardens with clean drinking water. Now, that's not an efficient use of water. So what we're saying is we will provide the water to meet your basic needs in terms of your health and hygiene of your family. But for like this, we would charge. But we will also introduce measures so that you can save water. And there's many simple measures. Sure. I'll give you an example. I mean, it's something around about 7 to 9 litres to flush a toilet. There are simple ways we can reduce that.
You would give each household 90 litres free.
Each person, not per household. Per person per day.
Yeah, a bath uses 90 litres.
Well, my figure is 80 litres, but yes, right. we're
80, 90. Yeah. Maybe it's a big bath.
Sure.
Take somebody like me, but we'll not argue. 80 litres. So you have a bath, that's your, don't drink for the rest of the day.
Or you can have
drink out of the bath afterwards and avoid the charge.
Or you can have a shower and use less water.
There's a point of principle about water, Stephen. The question is to the Green Party, are you saying that you would make water self-financing so that the lower cost to the small users would be paid for by the higher users? In other words, there would be no state subsidy. And therefore, the saving to the Northern Ireland executive budget would be the entire cost of water as at present.
Currently, there'd be a saving. We would mutualise Northern Ireland water, which would mean it would have to be self-financing. It would save £800 million over the lifetime of this next assembly, which could be reinvested in some of the public services we've talked about, such as health and education.
How much would an average household pay for water?
If they were using 150 litres, and we believe there's absolutely no reason why people can't use less than that. That's people are using 150 litres on their system where they're not paying for water and there are no efficiencies in water because there's no incentive. That we'd be talking about bills somewhere between £100, £150 a year for a household.
Dennis, do you think the public would stomach that?
Well, I've had the view for quite a while that I think people will accept a water charge. I also think they would accept a nominal prescription fee for those who can afford it. But I think I think what annoys people, just as voters, is what are you going to spend the money we give you for water? Are you going to spend it on water?
Yeah.
Or invest it in the health service?
The mutualised company would have to spend any revenue within keeping bills down and keeping the infrastructure up. And the one thing I would add in this, this is what the Welsh did. When they mutualised their water system, they issued low-yield bonds and raised £1.9 billion for infrastructure. We estimate in Northern Ireland, with our population, and it would be about £1.5 billion. But that means we can invest in the infrastructure so that we don't see the situation that we had in the winter where water isn't getting to people's homes because of the poor quality infrastructure we have.